Hi, it's Karen. And may kwento na naman ako for today. So, I've been gone for a while na naman. The past few months have been very toxic and hectic kasi since I really underestimated how my second year in med would go. But the important thing is, I'm done now with the first sem, yan! Like, most of our deadlines were moved to January next year. So, ayun, problema naman yun ni 2022 Karen and ako, nakalaya na ako currently. Anyway, I'm back again with another episode and it's actually the holidays na kasi. So, why not talk about how we usually spend Christmas? Like, Pasko na, I'm pretty sure people have been Christmas shopping, ganyan. Well, personally, sa dami na nangyari ngayon taon, hindi ko na malaya na magpapasko na pala next weekend. So, ayun, pag-usapan natin yung nangyayari tuwing break. Well, I know not everyone actually celebrates Christmas, ganyan. So, I'll try to broaden the topic at pag-usapan natin kung anong ginagawa ba ng mga tao during this so-called end-of-the-year break for everyone. So, ayun, ang main question natin for today ay ano bang madalas highlights or ano bang madalas ginagawa during this holiday break? So, why not start with the very Filipino staple of large family reunions? Kasi hindi naman niya mawawala kahit may pandemic, diba? It's basically a congregation of titas and titos na para silang may pa-general assembly na para lang magchismisan and of course para magpayabangan kung ano nang naabok ang mga anak nila. Truly very Filipino. Of course, hindi mawawala sa mga events na to yung mga namamasko, mamamasko, ganyan. It's either ikaw ang tataguan ng mga ninong at ninang mo, or if you're near or around my age or older, tayo na yung nagtatago. Anyway, ang excuse ko as usual since last year is that walang work si ninang because she actively chose to study for 5 more years. Tapos nagre-reklamo siya na ang hirap-hirap sa med, eh siya naman ang pumili nito, parang ewan, yan. So, ayun. Tapos, alam niyo yung may relative or family friend kayong magtatanong kung anong mga plano mo sa buhay, ganyan. Like, in my case, there's always a handful of people who would ask what field would I specialize in, ganyan, since I'm in med school nga. Like, alam kaya nilang halos gagapang. Like, halos ginagapang ko every sem yung kada module na at the end of the sem, parang na-roll out ko na lahat ng fields na pwede kong pasukin. So, ayun. Ang weird lang kasi hindi ko naman masabi sa kanila na puro imposter syndrome lang yung nararamdaman ko sa med school, ganyan. But I think that's a me problem naman. So, tatawa ka na lang, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, may tita kang lalapit sa'yo. Alam mo yun? Tapos, magtatanong kung may significant other ka na ba. Like, tita, kung meron naman po, baka sana na-soft launch ko na siya sa Instagram. Or ititigil ko na yung pagre-reklamo ko sa Twitter na single na naman po ako ngayong Pasko. Na kahit sa totoo lang po, ako po talaga yung may problema kasi takot na takot po ako pumasok sa isang commitment na hindi ko po kayang panindigan. Anyway, it's a me problem na naman po. Hindi naman po natin maipagkakaila yun. Pero, you know, it's a very annual thing na lagi may magtatanong kung anong ganap mo sa buhay. Tapos lagi silang may unnecessary comment. Ganyan. Siyempre, pag tinanong sa akin kung bakit wala pa akong jowa, sasabihin ko, hindi ko po kasi priority ngayon nasa med school. And at this point, it's pretty much bull. Okay, so yun madalas yung ginagawa sa mga family reunions. As much as ayaw mong pagdaanan yung mga tanong na yun, wala eh, part siya ng traditional Christmas gatherings, mga large Filipino gatherings, ganyan. Okay, so another Christmas highlight na madalas natin nakikita is the Noche Buena or the food during the night of the 24th. Usually, I see my Facebook feed and Instagram stories with the most delicious assembly. Like, very tululaway levels. Like, very gusto ko na lang po magpaampon sa inyo levels. Ganyan. But our family kasi does it very differently. Like, di kami masyadong naghahanda during the 24th. Masaya kami. Masaya na kami sa sopas. the pag may Christmas ham, barbecue, cake. Minsan, pag sinipag kami magkapatid, gagawa kami ng graham cake and fruit salad, ganyan. And we've done that for years na, kasi apat lang naman kami sa bahay. And we usually don't want to eat leftovers for the next few days. Like, nagpre-prepare na lang kami ng food madalas sa medianoche na, or the night before entering the new year. So, hindi kami masyadong big on celebrating the Christmas proper talaga. Importante, in-acknowledge namin nangyari siya, ganyan. And nakapagpahinga kami, ganyan. Lastly, hindi naman to highlight, pero napansin ko lang more of an observation, ganyan. Diba pag natapos na yung 25, 26 na yung susunod, I mean, obviously, like, marunong naman tayo magbilang lahat. Pero yung point ko is merong this awkward time frame or this week between Christmas and New Year, and it's just a very awkward period. Kasi usually, after the Christmas proper, may work pa rin or pababalikin sa work yung mga tao. Tapos yung mga students naman, minsan may deliverables or may mga deadlines or events pa sila during this time. O pag sinwerte ka, wala naman silang ganap. It's usually this week where people, well, for example, ako, I usually have realizations and contemplations about their thoughts and regrets for the past year. Wala lang. Madalas kasi, I usually do stupid things kasi during this time. Like, madalas, i-ghost ko yung mga tao para mag short-term soul searching. Kala mo naman, may maihahabol, may maipapaganda pa ang 2021 ko, ganyan. Well, tingnan natin this year kung ano na naman katangahan ang gagawin ko during this week. Yan, galing-galing kasi nating lahat. Tapos, ayun, very annual thing lang na may weird akong ginagawa during the week after Christmas and before New Year. Share ko lang, ganyan. Pero, madalas may mga kakilala talaga ako na parang nagkakaroon sila ng regrets na dapat ba ginawa ko tong gantong to, tong taong to. I mean, you know, usual end of the year jitters, ganyan. So, usually, a show or madalas sa mga television or series na pinapanood natin na featured tuwing Christmas, they would go back to telling the audience kung ano bang essence ng Pasko for every Christmas episode, ganyan. Pero, until now, I personally don't know. It's the season of giving daw. Eh, sa totoo lang, buong taon naman na ako nagbibigay ng oras at binibigay ang sarili ko sa mga need kong gawin. Like, what makes a very specific time of the year very different, diba? Sabi naman ng iba ay, it's a season for spending time with your family. Like, be, malapit na mag 2-year anniversary yung pandemic dito. I've spent enough time with them. I mean, I love them, no? Pero, you know, syempre, pag masyado kayong magkakasama, minsan nakakasakal and hindi naman natin mapagkakaila yun. And of course, we cannot impose na ito yung totoong meaning ng Pasko when there are people who live with very toxic families at home. Oh my God, ang ingay sa labas. Ay, nako. Pero ayun, for me, ang totoong diwa ng Pasko ay para makapagpahinga tayo. Yun lang yun, for me. Pahinga siya. Like, yun lang. I mean, tuloy ang ikot ng mundo pagkatapos ng Pasko at ng bagong taon. But at the very least, we should give time to ourselves and actually take care of ourselves. Ayun, so for the audience, sa mga nakikinig ngayon, you don't need to pretend to be a good-doing person na ang bait-bait mo, ganyan, to enjoy the holidays. You're human, so you deserve a break, ganyan, from everything that makes you unhappy. And for me, yun ang totoong spirit, that's the true spirit of this end of the year break. Kasi, sa sinurvive-survive natin itong buong taong to, buong isang malaking kalokohang taong to, ay deserve natin magpahinga. So yun, that's it for this Christmas episode, sa totoo lang. I've missed doing podcasts, I've missed recording, I've missed thinking about what we can talk about. Pero syempre, hindi ko naman may pagkakalang naging very busy ako for the past few months. And I'll try to make it up to everyone. I'll be delivering another episode actually to end this year. And also, I would like to thank everyone for supporting me this far kahit I couldn't deliver for the past few months. And sa totoo lang, I would like to thank everyone who supported me this far kasi were around 1,650 lessons, and that's like a large number, ganyan. So for me, I'm glad na nakikinig kayo kahit kung ano-ano lang yung sinasabi ko. So ayun, until next time, so magkwentuhan ulit tayo next time. Bye!